Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 19th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how you doing this week?
Good. It's a big week.
Yeah, well, considering how much we had to edit out of the list of stuff, because as much as we want to make this a two-hour-long extravaganza, no one would listen to it. So, yeah, it's apparently a big week in the miniature industry.
Yeah, even I don't want to record that long for news.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so pretty standard stuff. Yeah. Oh, wow. We're not funded like Beasts of War either, and this is not our full-time job. I'd be more accepting if this was my full-time job and this is what I did and I got paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I could record for hours a day if I needed to at that point. All good. All right, so standard format, we're going to talk about some regular news, and then we're going to go into some crowdfunding stuff. So first up in the non-crowdfunding news, we have Night Models, Batman Miniature Games 2nd Edition, and new starter pre-orders.
Yes, that's cool. So we have the 2nd Edition of the rules are out in PDF for free on their website, so we'll have a link to that in the show notes. Full rules available in English and a bunch of other languages. And also they have an handful of new starters using their new colored plastic. So everything new, or most of the new stuff for Batman will be in plastic now.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, they showed on their page a bunch of colored, like, cast shot. Because what they have right now, if you go to the link we provided, it's painted versions of the minis. And I don't know if they're painted version of their Risen Master or the production plastics. I couldn't say. But if you look through the Night Models page, you'll find some of the plastic shot.
Neat. No, I had no idea they switched to plastics. I feel kind of bad because I have first edition Batman and I've never opened the book.
I read my book at least. Yeah. I haven't played it. I haven't assembled my stuff. Just cleaned it.
I just paid $70 for a book I never even opened.
We might try it with Andrew in November.
Oh, we might?
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know.
You're forgetting that we talked about that. That's why.
Well, I know we talked about him coming to town and maybe doing some stuff and trying some different games. I didn't know if we'd actually decided what games.
Nope. Okay. That's why I said we might.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So in the starter, there's a starter for Batman and Arkham Guards. Well, Batman and Arkham Guards. There's a starter for Joker and Clowns. The City Sirens, which Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman, and a bunch of plants. There's a Bane starter. And individual models. A couple of individual models, too.
So, very cool.
Lots of new stuff in their new material. They appear taller.
Okay. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm interested to see what it comes out like, because sometimes that switch to plastics from metals does not go so well.
Yeah.
But at least it's not rustic.
Maybe.
Oh, we don't know?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Well, jury, okay, I'll reserve judgment. I'll just hope hard. All right. Next up on the list, Spira Mirabilis. Oh, God. Mama Buho.
Well, that's pretty good. There's an accent somewhere, and yeah, I'm not too sure.
it's on the U, so that should be Boo, so it should be Mama Buho, I think.
So this is a bust of an old inner old witch or old lady with lots of animal on her back.
All kinds of owls, except for the one thing that's wearing an owl skin.
Yeah, it looked like a frog or a nymph disguised.
Maybe a little gremlin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's disguised as an owl.
Yeah, the old lady looks so friendly, yeah, so happy.
This makes me think of the Three Witches bust that we always see.
Yes. I have not looked for the sculptor. It might be the same guy.
Oh, that could be. But yeah, the face is really well done. The owls are well done. There's a lot of nice things, but the face is so expressive.
Yes.
Yeah, I really like the look of this.
So it's a limited run. There are only 163 units. If you're interested, you need to go to his Facebook page, get the info, and it takes a pre-order by email.
Yeah, that's... Wow. What a nice piece. What's the price point? Oh, 40
euros, something like that.
Yeah, 48, 40 with VAT and shipping costs.
I'm pretty sure for us, the VAT is not included.
Yeah, but so. The shipping cost, yeah. Oh, plus shipping costs, yeah. So it's 40 euros plus the shipping costs. Man, if I was a better painter. All right. I'm going to stop being depressed and move on. Next up, cartoon miniatures. New releases on pre-order.
No, new releases and
a pre-order. Sorry.
So, first the new releases, we have a Hippo Pirate.
Hippo Pirate, yeah.
Hippo, yeah. Hippo Pirate. That's my favorite of the new releases. It's a pirate, it's a critter. Well, an hippo is not a critter.
Exactly, as much of a critter as a giant hippopotamus can be.
Yeah.
But you're always one for the anthropomorphic, animal. Cute, weird stuff. So.
So you have him. There's a... is it the diorama? No, not really. They're on the same base.
Oh, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to call
there's
that.
There's a duo of Pulp Fiction minis.
Yeah, it's kind of a chibi Samuel Jackson and chibi John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. With the suitcase. And their burger. And the last one is... they call it Shogun. It's a sitting samurai warrior, or a shogun, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I'm assuming he's a shogun, because the piece is called
just
Shogun.
Just because of the name. Yeah. So that's for the new releases. And they also have a pre-order for another of their anthropomorphic animal, which is the Captain Walrus.
Yeah, he's actually like, really nice, too.
Yes.
Mark, if you're still listening to these shows...
and that's another one for you.
Yeah, Your crab captain needs a cohort. Yeah, no, I really like that.
A nemesis.
Or a nemesis. Yeah. I really like the Pirates of Everseas series they do.
Yes.
The Captain Davy Big Claw is the one I was referring to that Mark painted, but the Hippo Pirate's really cool. Like, they have so much character. And so many different textures and, like, stuff on them. Like, it's well done. And at 55 millimeter, I mean, they're fairly good size, too. They're not little tiny chibis. And they're not traditional chibis either, right? They're not that anime style. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, that's why the cartoon miniature name fits pretty well. They're more cartoony than chibi.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next in line. Lucid Eye Publications, Savage Core, Age of Ice.
So, I'm pretty sure we mentioned Savage Core in the past.
I think so.
It was for another of the line. So Age of Ice is one of the new line, and you can probably guess by the name. It's for more of a Northern people, Northern miniatures. There's a bunch of Age Ice Amazons, the Cro-Magnon bus with fur and leather, and all kinds of models for the North, except one, like, Aztec tribe priest that's not wearing... weather standard cloaks for the North.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, even the Atlantean boss Crixos the Indomitable doesn't really make me think Arctic cold freezing in his scale mail armor.
Yeah, but he has a big fur cloak, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a fur cloak, which is keeping his butt warm, I suppose, but the rest of him isn't really protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. But cool sculpts, interesting idea, and they're not very expensive. At $450 pounds.
Yeah, for individual models, that's pretty good.
Yep, 28mm white metal. I mean, hard to go wrong. I think they got an interesting look. You can definitely do something with them. And they have flat rate shipping. £4.50 to the US. £6 to the rest of the world. So, that's pretty cool. All right. Next up, Norsgaard Shinobi.
So this is a single mini. I don't know if she's just a limited edition model. That's mentioned. It's a limited edition model, but I don't know if she fits in the game or not. Because usually it's Northern creatures. There's the Paladin Orcs and the Cult of the Raven and some kind of human barbarian or something like that. So this model, the Shinobi, kind of don't fit with the rest, but it might be a pretty model for a new faction. Not sure, but she's cool, standing on a single feet and her two blades.
Yeah, no, she's really, really cool. I like the look. I wish... Now, of course, all I have is renders up. There's no pictures of the actual model.
Yeah.
But if the renders hold true, well, then it should be a very interesting model. And it's not very expensive, $15 US for a 32mm limited edition fig in resin. That seems kind of par for the course. Yep. But like you said, it seems like it would be an odd fit in their setting.
Mm-hmm. Might be a new fashion for upcoming stuff. Or just a one-off.
They have some lovely artwork for her.
Yeah.
All right. What is next in line? Bad Roll Games. Oh, that sounds like a company for me. new releases.
Do you think they use cards for random ones instead of dice with that name?
Oh, jeez. So Bad Roll Games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So two models for them. They have... First one is what they call a badass with shotgun. So it's one of their ganger carrying, having, like the name says it, a shotgun, but he has a cool mask with goggles.
Yeah, it's very post-apocalyptic. What is that game?
Punk Apocalyptica. Wow, I always mispronounce it. It's for that game.
Yeah, no, but it makes me think of the style kind of for a computer game, and I can't think of what it was.
Huh?
Badlands? Anyway, I digress. Yeah, so it's like that punk post-apocalyptic, very maybe Mad Maxy looking. I can kind of see that. Or Tank Girl, like that style.
Yeah, some of their minis could fit Tank Girl aesthetic. Maybe not those two, but the others in the previous release. It's that game has the small kid Mario with the shell knee pads.
Right.
So the second model is Black Blood Children. For the Black Blood Children, it's Ash with mace. So it's a ganger with a wrench.
A wrench grabbing his crotch.
Yeah, for sure. For whatever reason.
Why the hell not, eh? It's an interesting sculpt.
I prefer the first one by a margin.
Yeah, no, but it's a different... It's not what we'd expect, right? It's a different piece.
Yeah, for sure.
I can see people having fun painting it. Again, very kind of Mad Maxy feel. And do we have pricing?
Yeah, they are about 11 euros each.
Okay. Plus freight and all that fun stuff.
Yep.
All right. Next up, Simon Dark Age September releases.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. It's mostly for the Dragary. So first one is a new Aircast leadership box. It comes with two characters. There's a Storm Elemental box, which is one of their big Aircast model. It's a Storm Elemental for the Aircast. After that, some of the Shadowcast leadership box, another box with two characters in it. And lastly, for the Shadowcast, there is the Huntress box, which is kind of a giant spider center.
Yep. Yeah. I can't remember what the term is for that. It's very cool looking. You know, the Dark Age, I really wish I knew how many people played Dark Age, because it never really had a community here. But they have some really nice models, and the rules are solid. I just don't see people playing it. It's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, it must have a following somewhere.
I know 3-4 people in Montreal who do have stuff and play once in a while. But in the org group, closer to us, not really.
Yeah. Oh, well. Next up, Freebooter Miniatures. Deben, new faction for Freebooters Fate.
So this is a new faction for Freebooters Fate, like you mentioned. It's they call Deben Viva la Deben, which is their French-inspired pirate crew. It's an all-new faction. The starter come with 4 models, their leader being Jean-Jacques Reynald, and a bunch of other guys. So you get what looks like a native warrior and a bunch of other French crew, their Deccans, the 2 Fizz of the Year. So.
Yeah, and I like the crew leader, the kind of curvy woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we don't see. Like, we don't see how to describe that. Like, you just don't see women with curves and miniatures generally, right? Especially not one's trying to be quote unquote sexy. They're either morbidly obese or they're, barbarians with fur armor. Yeah. And very little in between. So it's nice to see something different. It's nice to see something different. Actually, they have a deckhand with a rifle. She's also quite a nice model, I think.
Yes.
The guy doesn't do much for me. He's okay. The tribal person, I don't know, that sculpt doesn't inspire me.
Me neither. But the captain and the girl vizier, I like those two.
Yeah.
I'll stick to my goblins for freebooter.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. All right. Do we have pricing on the starter kit?
I have, it's 30 euros.
Well, makes sense. 4 models. That's pretty standard.
Yeah. Comes with the card in English and German.
Mm. All right. Next in line, Privateer Press, new Hordes releases.
So it's another Grim King week of releases. So first one, we have a Warlock, which is the Wanderer. One Light War Beast, the Frightmare, which is horrific.
It's certainly special.
Yeah. Next, there's 2 units. The first one are the Murder Crows. Really like them. They're kind of lengthy,
with very sinister looking, right?
Strange face mask. Yeah, really sinister. The units infiltrate or ambush in the game, so it comes from the side. They look like salty assassins, and I think it fits.
Oh, great. Yay. That's what Steve needs, ambushing units.
And the last one are the piggybacks. Those we all have already seen because they were in the starter, but now they can be bought separately.
I hate them.
Yeah, and that's so it for the Grimkin. The last release for this week is the Scorn Common book. That's finally out.
Yeah, well, I thought they weren't going to release books anymore. Is this, I guess, stuff
that's the last one.
Stuff they had in the pipeline, eh? Okay.
Yeah. It's the last one, and they won't release book for all the faction. This one is the last, and it stops there.
So many weird decisions by Privateer Press. Yeah. I get it, but it's an interesting time to be Privateer Press. All right. What do we have next? Fantasy Flight Games. Sorceress of the Blood Coven for Rune Wars.
So this is a character for the new faction, the demonic faction.
Mm-hmm.
What's their name? Is it Blood Coven, the name of the faction?
I think so.
Yeah. So then her name is Kitra Halak or something similar. So she's a witch. She's a hero for the game. She comes in two versions, one on foot and one mounted with a strange, almost tyranny creature. Mix of chaos / tyrannid.
Yeah, it's very different looking. I really like what they've done with a lot of the Rune Wars stuff. And again, it's a game we don't see a lot, like a lot going on here locally. Someday we'll have to play our copies that we have.
We say that every time we speak about the game.
Yeah. That's because I mean it every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. These kind of make me think of old school Dark Elves for Warhammer Fantasy in a way. The way she looks with the knives and like, the big headpiece and the... It's kind of what it makes me think of. And who knows, maybe it was inspired by that aesthetic too.
Maybe. Yeah. The army is not the Blood Coven, it's the Utok Ilan.
Yeah.
The Locus Ord.
Yeah. And the quality of the materials is so nice. It's Fantasy Flight. They do everything so well. Like, you want to love them. All right. We're getting to the end. Only a couple more to go. Anachron, Jihadia. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Something like that. So this is a single mini, 35 millimeter scale. It's a female barbarian warrior.
Yes, I can tell by her G-string and boob straps.
Yeah. Comes armed with a shield and an axe. It's a simple release. I like how she's not overly done.
Yeah, her proportions look human. Yeah. I'm trying to get a good close-up of the face, but it's tough. From what I'm seeing, the sculpt looks very very well done for the facial features. Mm-hmm. And I like the way the hair is done.
Yes.
You know, and there's enough detail on the model without being completely overwhelming. Certainly a good model to practice your skin tones on.
Yes, there's enough skin for the yep. old model there.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Highlight those butt cheeks. 35 millimeters.
That's what the painter
did. Yeah, I noticed. That's why I mentioned it. She obviously doesn't get tanned. So 35 millimeter to eye level. It's in three parts. It's in resin. €10. So for the size of the model, very very good price. All right.
And speaking of size.
Yeah. Tabletop World, New Noble Townhouse. Wow.
This is a giant building by Tabletop World. They wanted to have a gate that fit a building, so they made a giant townhouse with a city gate in it. It's fantastic. It's big. It's expensive. It's a centerpiece model for sure.
Yeah. I'm not actually sure that's a city gate, because I think it doesn't go to anywhere, Antoine.
It might be just the entry.
It's the front door, yeah. Looking at the backside of the house, gate goes to nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
It is huge. And the Tabletop World stuff is beautiful. I've got a bunch of their buildings, and they're simply gorgeous. And this is no different. Absolutely no different. Though I'm not sure why, and it's something I've noticed in all their pieces, if you look at the roofs, all the roofs are missing shingles, and they've got random boards like hammered down to hold shingles in place. So even like the nobles building looks like it's falling apart, but only on the roof. The rest of the building looks perfect, but the roof is falling apart. I guess goblins attacked the town and killed all the roofers.
Or maybe.
That's my theory. Blame the goblins. When in doubt, blame the goblins. Gorgeous piece. Over 10 inches tall, I think we said. Yeah, 112 euros.
It's tree level. You can open the building for each level.
Yeah, so for RPing, if you want to do role-playing games and you want to have them inside the building and doing stuff, all the tabletop world buildings come apart. Yeah. But like I said, it's 112 euros. So you get your money's worth. It's beautifully detailed. But it ain't cheap.
Sure is not.
All right, that wraps up our non-crowdfunding stuff, and it takes us into crowdfunding. And sorry, I'm laughing because the name of the first company, my brain automatically tried to francicize that. So first up, or maybe they are a French company, who knows, in Kickstarter stuff.
Spanish or Italian.
Is Gaspes Arts, Bull Warriors, Chaos Dwarves for Fantasy Football.
So, yeah, that's Chaos Dwarf for Blood Bowl. That's what it is. And they are Italian. Yeah. So, you get a full box to play them. So, you get two Bull Centaur, a Minotaur, some Chaos Dwarf, and a bunch of Hobgoblins runners for like your peons to throw in front and help you during your blocks.
Yeah, these are very nice. Even little goblins, nice. And there's several little goblins. Yeah, these are well done. I don't know what the price point is. Do you know what the team price is?
Yeah, 79. That's the full team. 79 euros.
And you available. Get
the full team in resin, so 16 model in resin.
Or metal.
You
have the option. So you can get it in the material of your choice, which is a neat idea. We don't see that ever. So I think that's very cool. It seems to do free worldwide shipping, which is also nice. So 79 euros for a full team with...
The price seemed high, but with shipping included, kind of...
Yeah, and three big models...
It's not that high, the price. It's just compared to other Blood Bowl team we've spoken about recently. It was a bit higher, I think.
Yeah.
But with shipping included, and as you say, three big models. The Bull Centaurs and the Minotaur are all on 40-meter base, or at least bigger base.
And these are very nice for Chaos Dwarves, right? Considering this, they maintain that GW aesthetic and still manage to make it look good, because let's face it, that GW aesthetic's quite old.
And they look recent, they look modern, but still keeping that vibe.
Yeah, I think they're very cool. All right, so what's the numbers here? So they, apparently, a lot of people thought they were pretty cool. So they were looking for 2,500 euros. They're currently at 14,338 euros with 19 days left to go. So fully funded several times over with nearly 3 weeks to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Sunday, October 8th, 2017. Next up, IDW Games, The Legend of Korra, Pro Bending Arena.
So, a while ago, we talked about the IPs we wanted to see become miniatures, and the Avatar, The Last Airbender series was one we mentioned. I had not envisioned it like that, because at that time I hadn't watched Legend of Korra yet, just the first season, the first series. But it's a cool miniature board game. For people who don't know, Probending is a sport in that universe where a team of bender is trying to push the other out of the
arena.
Yeah, a small like platform arena, and they push them in the back or over.
It's like dodgeball combined with bending, and sumo wrestling. Instead of
a ball, you use a big stone plate.
Well, the earthbenders use the stone plate, right?
Yeah. But getting hit by that must be...
They were padding.
Must be rough. Yeah, so the base box come with two team, the two main team we see in the show. So the Fire Fritz, which are the main characters of the show, Korra and two of our buddies, and the other team being the Full of Bats. One thing special about that Kickstarter, they don't do stretch goals. So they have specific goals already planned, and they announce them, and it's not goals, it's extras, and they announce them as the project goes, unlocking them day by day, but they don't require a specific amount. So they have all the Kickstarter is already planned out, and no matter how much money they do, or they might keep it secret, I don't know, they might push some if funding don't go, but that's not said publicly. And they release new stuff every day. So new teams, new special characters, new cards, and releasing new stuff every day while the campaign goes. So you are incensed to come back and check what's new.
Yeah, I wonder... Wait, what's the difference between the... Oh, it's a retail bundle, 6 copies of the game. Okay. It's like, what are the two different pledge levels? Yeah, so, you know, for $65 US for a full game with a bunch of unlocks, it seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not going to be a ton of miniatures because teams only have 3 miniatures, right? So even if you get 10 teams, it's going to be 30 miniatures, which is still a lot of miniatures, but compared to some other Kickstarters.
Yeah, and now, right now, there's 2 unlocks. Two new team unlock, and one of them is only one character. It's a team of one. It's one of the bad guys. So she's strong enough that they put her alone as a team.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's in the updates.
I don't remember this character.
Oh, she's one of the 4 that are super master at their elements. She's the one that throw power through their...
Oh, she's the earthbender that has the... Okay.
She's the firebender that threw direct blast from her mind, her mind eye.
Yeah. So she's one of the prisoner people.
Yep.
Right. It's been a long time since I watched that series. I was thinking at first it was the daughter of the earthbender from the first series, you know, the police officer has the cables or whatever, the metal benders. Anyway.
Yeah.
I digress.
It's not her.
All right. So let's look at the numbers because they're really good. So 10 days left to go on the Kickstarter. Their goal was $25,000. They're currently at $103,000. Now, I think this was a short Kickstarter too, like 15 days or something, right? It was
just over 2 weeks, something like that.
All right. So, I mean, I don't see any way this is not going to fund at this point. So this project will be funded on Friday, September 29th, 2017. Next up, World of Twilight. Really? Anyway, World of Twilight, the Twilight Traveler. That's a lot of World of Twilights.
Yeah, I could have cut the first one. So this...
Okay. I just want to say, I'm pleasantly surprised because I thought this had to do with the glowing, sparkling vampires.
Oh, no. We've already mentioned that game.
I somehow missed it in the file looking it up. And I just assumed I saw World of Twilight. I was like, oh my God. Really? There's a game about fucking sparkling vampires.
I must be honest. So this is a short Kickstarter, only a week. So we're lucky we're getting it just at the start of it because short Kickstarter we sometimes just don't mention because by the time we release the show, they're out.
Yeah.
So what it is during the year, they release some models individually, like playtest trolls, and they have a small digital magazine that they call the Twilight Traveler that they compile. And this is this year's edition of it. So it's going to include about 20 new profile for the game, come with cards for it, for the new characters so you can play them. And as they unlock new... they're already funded, and as they will unlock stretch goals, they will add either new characters or new cards for the decks for more options. So for people who don't know Twilight, they call it World of Twilight. It's a company. It's the world of Anerial. It's every time we don't know how to describe those creatures.
It's different. Go check it out.
Yeah. They're really interesting. And some of the... One of them is kind of an old witch with two giant owl bear creature. They're my favorite miniature in the line.
Yeah, actually, I was looking at those pictures. They kind of look like...
Daxteron and the Yartanes.
A bear crossed with a chicken.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, more a chicken than a owl. That's true.
Yeah, and they're very nice. I'm not sure who painted it, but it certainly does a great job at showing off the models, what the potential is there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's kind of a whimsical style. The creatures have no beaks, no nose. They're more simple.
They're chicken bears. I mean...
No, I'm talking about the normal people in that world, and the two big
they're very bears. Different looking. You know, it makes me think almost of Dr. Seuss with the Who's, you know,
mm-hmm. Or a bit of a mix from the creature from Dark Crystals, maybe.
Yeah, I can see that too. But the creatures are very kind of fluid and
so it's worth checking them out. And this is a small Kickstarter for a digital project, so it's cheap too. So if you're playing the game, it's worth backing and helping them.
Yeah, it's $10, I think, is the primary pledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes up from there. All right. So they're looking for $500. They've already got 1,000, that's 500 pounds, I should say. They've already got 1,000 pounds. 67 backers, 6 days left to go. This Kickstarter should be fully funded on September 25th, 2017. And last this week, but not least, Solar Flare Games, The Dawn of the Archmage, a miniatures game.
So they call that a 2-4 player miniatures game or skirmish games of mage and monsters. So it's a gladiatorial combat with mages and their creatures they're summoning in it. They call it a skirmish game, but it plays on tiles, so...
More like a board game?
Yeah, it's more a miniature board game, probably more than a pure skirmish game. But it comes with a bunch of miniatures for your sorcerers and their different schools, and a bunch of creatures you can summon also. So, and all the tiles, token, widget, dice that you'll need to play it.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat looking game. The sculpts are different, interesting. I like it. And they're kind of all kinds of stuff. You seem to have... Are they elemental? Is everything elemental? I think so. It looks kind of like that.
Some look more like demons or undeads. And but everything is summons. It's all kind of spirit creatures.
Yeah. And looking at the artwork now, they got a lot of nice looking things. It's certainly different. They also have owl bears. So let's look at the numbers here. What is the main pledge?
The main pledge is $60.
Yeah. With $5 shipping to US, $10 shipping to Canada, rest of the world's $15.
Well, to be honest, $60 is just the miniatures, and at $70 you get the game.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I saw that the $60 one had the base set. So I was like, oh, okay, so it's the base set. Apparently I was mistaken. It's the base set of miniatures. Fair enough. So $70 gets you the game with everything and the miniature lineup. Probably worth the $10 to get the game, to be honest. The components look really high quality for what we're seeing. Like, it's all full color art. It looks nice. What are the actual numbers here? Okay, so I think this Kickstarter just started. It's got 23 days left to go. They're looking for $60,000. They're currently at $16,922. So, assuming they hit their funding target, the Kickstarter will be fully funded on October 11th, 2017. And that's it, buddy. We made it through. That was a long list.
Yes, it was.
I felt kind of bad because we were like chugging right along, but it still managed to run 40 minutes.
Yeah, we were not chugging that along that much, I find. Some of them we went long on.
Well, we'll just blame it on me, because it's usually always my fault.
Oh, yeah, and it didn't help that I've been stumbling on my word a lot tonight, sadly. Sorry for you all, English speaker.
Yeah, more liquid English for you next time, that's all.
No, I had more than usual tonight, so that might be the problem.
Well, maybe we'll just have to do the next show in French or something.
That would be even worse for our listeners.
You know, maybe I should get some liquid French into me, and then we can get me speaking French, and we can reverse the roles for once.
Do we'll see. A special edition.
A Quebecois show, yeah. People can laugh at my French. All good. All right, I was going to call you Francois. I don't know I was going to call you Francois because that's not your name at all. All right, Antoine. So I will talk to you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.